Deep down, the brain is alive with sound. You are listening to a group of neurons Dr. George Mandibur and his team recorded with microelectrodes while doing deep brain stimulation on a Parkinson's patient.
You heard that shh sound. Sometimes it goes shh, 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 or shh, you know, make different kinds of noises. And that's the different language, like different regions within the brain will have its own sound.
And certain sounds mean different things. Mandibur, a brain surgeon at Cincinnati's Mayfield Clinic, doesn't know what they mean, but likens the differences in sound to the languages you might hear while traveling in Europe.
As you travel through, you know, whoops, something changed. So those changes we can decipher. I don't know what those brain cells are saying, but I hear the change. And that's what we really are picking up on. And we're kind of getting clues along the way, thinking, well, this particular nuance of this particular language seems to correlate with, say, tremors, for instance, so the shaking of the hand. And so if we hear this, then this must be a tremor area. If I can stimulate that, it might be much more effective than taking care of tremors.
Mandibur says he already has a sound map of a normal brain, but not of an abnormal one. The neurosurgeon and biomedical engineers from the University of Cincinnati are in the process of developing a map with a $50,000 grant from the Mayfield Education and Research Foundation. Mandibur says it would refine the deep brain stimulation procedure. DBS, as it's called, is where surgeons insert electrodes into the brain. They are hooked to a battery-powered stimulator, which is placed under the skin of the chest. DBS is designed to make symptoms less severe. But getting the electrodes in the right place is key.
We're kind of looking at it as, say, somebody tells you that there's something in the state of Ohio. But, you know, state of Ohio is pretty big. So they say, oh, well, it's in Cincinnati. Okay, well, Cincinnati's pretty good size, too. Well, you'd really like to have a street address.
The engineers are piecing together a loose mathematical model that would eventually be useful in the operating room. That's still a few years away.
So what we're trying to do is take this abnormal brain, figure out its math, and then look at it comparing the normal math. And is there something that we can do, like a formula, and change the abnormal to the normal, sort of add a math problem or equation or what have you, in the form of electrical stimulation. So stimulate here, there, change the way it's stimulated and so on, so that it becomes more normalized.
A colleague of Mandibur's in England has built an external system to listen to the brain sounds of his patients. And as he's listening, he notices when the electrodes pick up certain sounds and he changes the way the device stimulates, kind of a smart stimulator. Mandibur says for the few people his colleague has tried it on, it is working.
So it's like building a nicer stereo system, you know, so that we have, you can hear the tones better and be able to decipher a little bit better.
This readjusted deep brain stimulator could also help Alzheimer's patients and those with depression, obsessive compulsive behavior, dystonia, drug addicts, and the obese. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.